open this regular city council meeting. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first up, approve the minutes from our December 8th regular city council meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I would make a motion to approve the minutes of the December 8th regular city council meeting.
Motion has been made to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right, next up, Republic Services update for the rate increase. Ryan could not be here tonight, so we have, it's still something that we need to be aware of. That was part of the contract. The council has that information there, and it should be out there too. As part of the contract, they do have a certain percentage that they will raise that on a yearly basis.
Again, on the MSW and the OCC, the difference?
OCC is
cardboard.
And the other stuff is just solid waste.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot to really, at this stage, to
rate increase takes effect January
1st.
And it's a 4.5% rate increase.
Oh, and we're matching that with
the public. If that would be up to the council, we don't have a rate increase in place.
I mean, I think we need to.
To what?
Increase what we're charging the public if they're increasing the rate they're charging us.
I think when we set the rates last time,
we took that into account.
We kind of
did. We okay?
Yeah. So this time, I mean, it'll go up next year again.
Right.
And next
year. Same percentage. We kept the same percentage. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah. I thought we did too. We discussed that would be happening. And then later on, we will have the, we'll get to that in just a minute. This is a little peculiar because normally we don't discuss Republic at meetings. Oh, wait.
Yeah, right.
Maybe we do. I wish Ryan were here. So I can't answer any questions. It's just available. Part of the contract, it'll go up. So.
Not voting on anything.
Nope, don't have to vote on that.
While we're talking about Republic, though, did we get things resolved for the county collections that we were subsidizing?
That's the next.
Yeah, that's the next item on.
Oh, there. Okay.
Yeah. Which we do have to.
Okay, I see that there.
So, and that's that MOU to the agreement. It was 120 for the county, and then we wanted up it to 140. So that's the exhibit. That's the amendment.
Ryan told you that he agreed to that.
Yes.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for those who are not familiar, there for a while, was actually costing the city money for the county, so we had to up that rate a little bit, and that's what the council agreed upon, and then Republic has agreed on that, so.
So we just have to approve this?
Pardon?
So we just need to approve this?
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding for county weight credit increase.
Motion has been made as stated.
It's actually a First Amendment, not an MOU.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the First Amendment to Municipal Materials Management and Lease Agreement.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Next is transfer site frozen scale rates. Pardon?
What was it called instead of MOU? First Amendment?
Yeah.
First Amendment. For the lease agreement.
Okay.
You should have that.
Yeah, I was looking at the...
Oh, the next one.
The agenda.
The agenda that said memorandum.
Oh, yeah.
Understanding,
yeah.
So.
And as members of the public may be aware, every now and then our scale freezes, or the wind will mess it up, so it doesn't work, so... We've kind of agreed on a, or they have suggested a price in lieu of them going over the scale, so we can still operate the transfer site and make sure that we're covering those costs. So,
do we know how many times this happened last year?
Monica, do you remember? Twice? Once? Twice? Where the scale froze up?
I think we had 5 days we were open that the scale was froze.
Okay.
So what did they do last year?
It was before the rate increase, so it was the same as what you have there, but at a lower price.
Okay.
And we didn't have it split out between city and county, so this separates it out and charges the county more like we do with the transfer.
Okay. Thank you.
We need any more discussion? Mr. Mayor, I would make a motion then to approve the transfer site frozen scale rates.
Motion has been made to approve transfer site frozen scale rates.
Second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Resolution 1051, a resolution to adopt the City of Big Timber 2025 Capital Improvements Plan. Crystal, Great West Engineering, you have the floor, Crystal.
Sure, so I think you guys all have a copy of the Capital Improvements Plan. This has kind of been in the works for a while. If you may recall, last year we actually had a public hearing on it, kind of in conjunction with the grant applications. So really there hasn't been any changes. It's just, we just need to get the grants finalized and closed out for the project. As background, just as a reminder, the Capital Improvements Plan, kind of the intention of it is that it's a living, breathing document for the city. It's just kind of the, like, let's put the ideas out there. They're feasible within that next 5 to 6 years. Let's put them on the list. If we have, it's a really high budgeting, put a budget to it. You know, are there potential funding sources that can fund any of it? And it's just intended to be kind of a tool to supplement budget process and or overall city planning. Some of the things you've really, the city public works has been doing a lot of it without it being written out. Where they're looking at like, oh, we need to replace this water line, but this sewer line needs to be replaced. Well, if we're gonna do those, then let's do the whole street, you know, while we're digging it up type of things. So it kind of helps you identify some of those areas and needs within the city. The helpful part in this, we were able to get a planning grant for you guys to fund most of it, and it actually helps you become more eligible for grant funding in the future under the infrastructure programs. So kind of a good tool there. So I don't know if you guys have any questions there. I don't think most of those projects are, you know, any surprises, distribution system on the water side, maybe updating your water DER. Sewer is a lot of just collection system replacement. Streets, kind of the combination of chip seal and redoing the roads, you know, where they're not in good condition. So it's just a matter of trying to plan for that and actually having something written that you can have as a go-by to start the process.
And I know it is something we've been working for a while, and I know a lot of communities, I know they do like to stress to have that.
Yeah.
Exactly what you said for grants and funding and that kind of thing. So.
And we try to structure it in a way also just for the council's knowledge in a pretty easy format that the city can also do their own updates to it. Because it doesn't need to be a complex document or anything. Just, again, goes back to kind of the overall planning and actually getting it written down.
And I think you said the important, it's a living document.
Yes.
Meaning it will adapt and change.
Yep. And nothing on here, like if you put something on capital improvement, you're not committed to it.
Right.
It's just something out there that, hey, maybe we should consider it.
Right.
And just because something's not on the list doesn't mean you can't do it either. So
correct.
There's outside of it as well.
So the only reason we'd approve this is to allow us to possibly get further grants. That's really the bottom line. I mean, because if it's a plan,
yes,
can change one way or the other, we're not really approving money here. It's really,
correct,
you have to have a plan in place,
right,
for additional grants. And that's,
correct,
the only reason, really, we are approving this.
Correct.
And
it does give the council an idea of near future projects that are needed to be done.
So I guess what I'm asking here is, if I disagree with something that's in here, do I not approve this?
No, because we get to that later. We can disapprove.
Right, because each individual project, then the council is going to have before them at some point, and you'll be approving it or not approving it.
Okay, so then back to my original point. It's only
pretty
really just
one
to get grants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
If there's something on here that we wanted to include later on down the road, this is pretty easy to amend this and just
it is
add it in. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't see why we shouldn't do this.
Public, any questions for Crystal?
Do you have to read it?
Pardon?
Do you have to read it because it's a resolution?
I do. Resolution 1051, a resolution to adopt the City of Big Timber 2025 Capital Improvements Plan. Whereas a Capital Improvements Plan, CIP, is a process of identifying capital needs, establishing priorities and schedules to fund projects to either construct or improve existing facilities and infrastructure, and whereas the City of Big Timber received grant funding from the Montana Department of Commerce for a Montana Coal Endowment Program grant for $32,000 and contributed $8,000 to cover the local match for the MSEP grant, and whereas the City of Big Timber is responsible for providing and maintaining public facilities, infrastructure, and services that protect public health, safety, and welfare, and whereas the preparation of a CIP allows the Big Timber City Council to identify, prioritize, and plan for major capital expenditures over a multi-year period, and whereas the CIP provides a framework for allocating financial resources to capital projects in a manner that supports the community's long-term goals and efficient delivery of public services, and whereas the CIP enhances transparency and accountability by outlining anticipated capital needs, estimated costs, potential funding sources, and a tentative schedule for project implementation, and whereas the City Council has reviewed the CIP December 15, 2025, considering public input, and determined that the adoption of the CIP is in the best interest of the community. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Big Timber, Montana, as follows. 1. That the 2025 Capital Improvement Plan is hereby adopted as the official Capital Improvements Plan for the City of Big Timber. 2. That the CIP shall serve as a planning document to guide annual capital budgeting decisions. However, inclusion of a project in the CIP does not constitute a formal commitment of funds. 3. The city is authorized to make technical updates to the CIP as needed, including adjustment to project timelines, cost estimates, or funding sources, with substantive changes requiring approval by the City Council. 4. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon adoption. Now, public, any questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
When will a draft be available for the public to see and to kind of absorb and be able to?
It's out there, isn't it?
There should be some
there. There should be some out on the table.
Okay. You can grab that one, go over.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve Resolution 1051.
Motion has been made to approve Resolution 1051, a resolution to adopt the City of Big Timber 2025 Capital Improvements Plan.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Thank you, Crystal. All right, next item, we do not have an appointee for the airport board. So we will move on to the Board of Adjustments. We have two positions available.
This one is not?
No. Okay. That was a county. We do not have a. Yeah. We thought we had a city guy appointed, but we don't. The city appointments are full for the airport board.
Yeah, I was looking at these dates.
Yeah. So, first up, Board of Adjustments. It'll be Lee Andreas and Heath Nation. And on the City County Planning Board, it'll be Noreen Brown and Mark Curry.
We need to do these all separate, right?
Pardon?
We need them separate, correct? Not all at once.
You gotta vote for them separate.
Great. Yeah. That's what I just said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought you just mentioned them all together. That's what I was just wondering.
I make a motion that we approve Lee Andreas and Heath Nation for the 3-year term of the Board of Adjustments.
Motion has been made to approve Lee Andreas, Heath Nation for the Board of Adjustments.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? For the City County Planning Board.
Now, who did you say on the planning
that?
Board? Yeah. That was
another one. With City County would be Noreen Brown and Mark Curry.
Lee Andreas, can he hold a different position? Because he was on the planning board also.
Yeah, we just have two positions, so. Yeah,
he could be on both simultaneously.
Correct.
And we have two positions, and which ones are they? There's, are we deciding for the mayor?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Who's our mayor appointees?
Did look like Warren Dillon's seat was open on the planning board besides Noreen.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, she was, but.
Yes, Lauren and Noreen's terms are up
Right, so I see what you're saying.
So we have two there's two positions.
Correct.
We have three people to decide.
And I thought Noreen and Mark.
They're mayor appointed this time.
Right.
So you're not
asking our help?
No, he's... So
that's what I'm suggesting then.
Okay, so out of these three.
Yes.
Need to approve.
Noreen and Mark.
Correct.
Got it.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve Lee Andreas and Noreen.
No.
No? What? Noreen and Mark to the City County Planning Board.
Motion has been made to approve Noreen Brown and Mark Curry to the City County Planning Board.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Nay.
All right, Tree Board. We have one position.
So, we didn't get any applications back, but Sandy and Joe reached out to Kelly Brewer, whose term is up, and she has agreed to serve another term.
Kelly has?
Yes. So I don't know if we need to go ahead and approve her again.
I make a motion to approve Kelly Brewer as the Tree Board.
Motion has been made to approve Kelly Brewer as for the Tree Board.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right. Recommendation to award City Hall demolition project. We opened the bids last Wednesday. Had 15, I believe, which was a lot. A lot of them actually showed up. So the lowest bid, which... that was available out there to the public as well, and it was Bomber Mountain Demo, and their bid was $40,450. And you can also see the range. It was a pretty big spread.
Now, each one of these, we're bidding the demolition of the building, the removal of the foundation, and restoring the grounds.
Correct.
So they all were apples to apples.
The same thing, yep. That was what we set out.
Can I ask Jim, so legally, with our procurement policy, we have to go with the lowest bidder on here?
Well, I guess in my opinion, yes. But, the statute says the lowest responsible bid. And there was some question about whether or not we have to accept the lowest bid. I did some research, Jeff, and unless the council can put forth facts that would justify rejecting the lowest bid, then I think the law is that, yes, you have to accept the lowest responsible bid, the lowest bid.
And each one of these produced insurance and...
They all had their bonds, everything.
Insurance,
yep.
Okay.
Yep, all was present, correct?
I did just a little bit of checking on Bomber. They're out of Ranchester, and I think they've been in business maybe, I don't want to misstate it, but it hasn't been an extensive length of time, I'd say between 5 and 10 years. They're a veteran-owned and operated organization, and I didn't see or hear anything, detrimental to their practices or their work. So,
and I also had that Chris Novotny. He did a little digging too, but
yeah,
and found they were a credible outfit. So.
I might add that there were 15 bids on it, ranging from that $40,450 is the lowest up to $149,800. So it was a pretty broad range.
Did these bids include time and duration, date, starting date, things like that?
The bid itself didn't, or the bid request didn't. The contract, as you'll, I think maybe I'm up next, but the contract that I drafted would put time constraints. What I put in the contract was that work had to begin by January 31 and had to conclude by March 31.
So if we come back with a contract, say we go to Balmer Mountain Demo and try to give them this contract, and they're like, yeah, we can't get to it until July, then it'll come back to the council and we can pick somebody else, because that would be a reason.
Correct.
Okay. Reason. Understood. Thank you.
Any public comment about that? Yes, Mark.
I have a question. Do we absorb, or is there any fees that we're obligated to with Circle T since they started, or that's a whole separate deal?
That's a whole separate deal at this point.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
And they've been paid in full to
correct
at this point.
Correct.
What wasn't there a couple, like electrician and some other things that Circle T had gotten on contract for the remodel?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what happens with that's a whole separate,
right,
whole separate discussion, because we may have to pay those guys at least in some penalty fashion because there was a contract with those between Circle T.
I sorry, I have a little cold.
Okay.
When I spoke with Coulter last week, he thought that we would be receiving refunds from Sweetgrass Electric, and there was one other contractor. So, to his knowledge, Coulter has been paid completely except for one dumpster bill from Republic Services, and so we'll see how those even out.
Okay.
But he expects that we'll be getting the credit back.
All right, thank you.
Choice. We're going to go with the lowest bid.
I think.
So, Mr. Mayor, based on Jim's explanation there, I would make a motion that we approve Balmer Mountain Demo to demo the City Hall building.
Motion has been made to approve Balmer Mountain Demo for City Hall demolition.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Next up, the contract for City Hall demolition project. Mr. Lippert?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. So I think I just really discussed the guts of the contract. It's, as I indicated, that, I think I misstated. The contract says work to begin January 30 and complete by March 31st. And otherwise, I think it's very similar to the contract that that the council approved for the remodel. I was a little bit concerned because Balmer is an out-of-state company, and so I wanted to make sure that if there's arguments over, payment or work done, that argument is resolved in Montana, not in Wyoming.
And I think Chris said they do have an office in Montana. There was a Montana number on there. bid I saw, so, but.
Yeah. So otherwise, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
And I can't remember the term, so the hourly wage, what was that that we get into sometimes where?
Yeah, and that's included in this, Jeff.
That's included in this, is it?
Right. On page 3, paragraph 16. All laborers, mechanics employed by contractor, subcontractor shall be paid at rates as required by Montana State prevailing wage rates.
Making Davis wages is what it's called.
Correct. Yeah, that's the.
There's two separate things. There's the Montana State prevailing wages, and there's also federal Davis Bacon wages. Separate things, but
not being any federal money, they don't have to go with the Bacon David wages, do they?
Correct.
Good. There we go. Jim, as far as paragraph 26 on the last page goes, will the addendum that was included with the call for bids regarding the asbestos testing and mitigation, will that be attached to this contract?
I hadn't anticipated that. I guess my thought, and I was aware of that, Justin, but my thought was if there is asbestos, then obviously we'll have to deal with it at that time, and there'll be adjustments made, both with respect to a completion of work and that sort of thing.
And a change order.
Sure.
To the contract.
Yeah, if you would like me to, I can insert another paragraph into this.
How does the rest of the council feel? I think that should be included in the contract, because we know that there will be a change order to the contract. As far as the testing and if there needs to be any asbestos mitigation.
Which would obviously change the price.
Well, yeah.
Quite substantially.
It could.
Well, they did test the front part, but I don't believe they did test the back part.
Yeah, Chris had a map with the addendum that showed the areas that were tested.
But surprisingly, there wasn't hardly any in the front part. So,
it's concrete.
Yeah. Well, does the council want to have that?
Maybe I'm mistaken, but I think that sheetrock has a potential for asbestos in it. And there is sheetrock in the back.
If it's old enough, I don't know when that.
You're talking in the pantry?
In the ceiling.
The ceiling is drywall.
I think it's drywall.
Would council want to add that in there, or just?
I think it probably makes sense to add in a paragraph about it, just to cover ourselves. Sure. Do we need a table list, or?
No, we can approve it as amended.
As amended.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'll make a motion then to approve the contract for City Hall demolition project as amended.
Motion has been made to approve the contract for City Hall demolition as amended.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, new City Hall building decision / discussion. So we've gotten to that point, but I believe Councilman Lloyd, you had something at the last meeting you wanted to.
Yeah, we're still exploring an additional idea, which would be kind of a cohabitation with some county uses as well as the city hall building. The county right now is looking to expand the current courthouse space, add a elevator because there is no access, handicap access, and security. I mean, Judge Jesse, I think, is here, could probably add to some of that. Did I catch all of the different things they're looking to do there? And some additional office space, some additional police force space?
Yes, yes. And Councilman Moeller, I know we had spoken on Friday. This morning, the commissioners did meet with department heads from the courthouse building. And this was not an official vote, but a straw vote was done. And it appears the addition is no longer being pursued. And the commissioners are looking at doing a new separate building behind the courthouse.
So not in conjunction with us, then?
They invited you to come to that space, was the way I understood it.
For further discussion, or they just don't know?
No, I think for further discussion.
Okay.
If the city's interested in that space behind where the courthouse is right now.
Oh, and not downtown?
Not downtown. And I want to commend you all again for the work that you've done. I with the courts, so appreciate your thoughtfulness for the space that's needed, the safety considerations. You've had public hearings, you've had ideas and plans, and I appreciate it. The county is planning to have a public hearing in January to just start asking for input. I don't know what that will turn into.
Okay, so anyway, then that was the thought that came up about doing a joint effort in a building to satisfy some of their needs, which I think in doing a joint effort we could have lowered the cost for both of us, and we could have benefited in that way. Like, we would take the cost up from the foundation up through the floor system, and then they would take the cost from there up through the roof line. And what they spend on it would be far less than a new building. They're going to spend a ton more doing what they're doing all by themselves, but that's up to them. And it would have worked out kind of like a joint effort. We still can pursue a new building, which I think personally is the more appropriate way to go for us. I'm thinking that, you know, back in the day, 1907, when they sat around and go, hey, we got to do a courthouse, they didn't hold back from doing the best job they could at the time, and they ended up with a building that lasts 120 years, and I think it's probably seen its life, and we have an opportunity here to do the same thing, looking forward to the future and putting together a city hall building that fits in the downtown area. It's in conjunction in some way, shape, or form with that space down there. They're developing the space right over here with the Sheep Herder Square. I know eventually they had, when I was in some meetings with them, was the Sheep Herder Square. They were looking into the future of someday maybe acquiring the two additional houses between the library and the Triangle Telephone Building, or whatever that building is over there. And opening it up to a plaza, which would further enhance that whole area, going from Sheep Herder Square, the library right across the street, to the city hall building anchored right in downtown. So I think it's good. And maybe the council, they had a straw vote, they didn't actually have a vote, and maybe with some further discussion they could be persuaded to take another look at it, because we had minimal discussion, and it was basically, if this was an option, what rooms would you need on the second floor? We got that list. That list was passed on to the architect, who is laying out some preliminary floor plans for further discussion. So I kind of was, my thought is we let that play out a little bit, because we are making a decision that is going to last the next 120 years at least, I think, whatever we do. And I think it would be wise to take our time and not just jump into something without, you know, some further discussion, see how that would maybe play out, maybe work out in the best interest of both the county and the city, and we can work together on something pretty special for the town.
So when you say we, was that the county you contacted, or?
Yeah, I spoke to we meaning the city. Okay. What do you mean, which part of the we?
So you said straw poll. And then you discussed we would do the room upstairs?
Yeah, so we as a city would do a city hall building on grade level, right. Ground level. So we'd have the first floor. Then the county would pay for a second floor. From that point up, they would utilize that space.
And you approached them?
I approached them, and they gave me a list of what they would need on that second floor. And I used that list, and also had a conversation with the judge, and we walked the architect around the building over there to get an idea of what's there. So he had kind of some concept of what works at a courthouse and how what doesn't work also at the same time. So the thought was, being that the police is all, they're looking for some additional space as well. The plans that they had right now showed additional space for sheriff's offices and whatnot. But if they could move the court system over there, the police would then take over the building. And the architect also explained to Jesse and I that there is a possibility that they wouldn't have to do an elevator at that time, which would save them the cost of having to do an elevator, because they would have the whole building. So that's a possibility to helping them out too there as far as costs go. So anyway, it's just an idea that the police would end up with additional space that would be needed for them at a very low cost for them, because they could just kind of spill into the other areas. And then the courthouse, both the district court and the local court here, city court, would occupy the second floor. A single security system would be installed, so walking through into the building during courthouse time, everybody coming into the building would just go through that security thing, which I think is beneficial for everybody. And the way the world's going, it's just getting worse. It's not getting better. And so I think for security reasons, and I just noticed too on this plan that we're approving here, one of the things the city's to do is to provide that safety measures and whatnot. So these are all things to consider, and I think it's worthy of at least further discussion.
Even though they've already taken a straw poll and said they want to build behind the courthouse now?
Yeah, well, they haven't seen anything either. And maybe we can accommodate all their needs, and they could realize, hey, we can do this for half the cost if we join the city on a building. Half the cost of what they're going to spend. Because right now their remodel, from what I understood from JV, it was upwards of almost $3 million.
So you would like to add that as option number 5 as far as looking at?
Yes. I mean, we have the option of doing a new building or a conjunction building with the with the county.
Right.
So those are, I guess, additional options.
So that would almost have to go on the agenda. We don't have to get the county commissioners.
We need to table the decision.
I actually had this tabled before. I never untabled it.
Well, yeah.
Remember like 3 weeks ago?
Right.
I had tabled this?
Right.
We never did untable that. So it's still tabled.
Yes, we didn't table it.
And we didn't untable it.
No, okay. We never untabled it. So it's currently tabled.
Pardon?
I'd make a motion to untable the city hall discussion.
Motion is made to untable the options, city hall. No second. All right, still tabled. Right, animal control interim location decision. This was brought up by Mary Lacht Ferguson. I can say that now. The read right now is kind of having issues. We did look at the old vet clinic, Noreen and I. Jeremy was going to rent that out to us. But I guess I'll let you, Noreen, you talk to somebody and have a good solution, I understand.
Well, potentially, you've got to decide.
Right.
The other option is, I talked to Susan McAdams, from Susan McAdams, and the front part where the loading dock is at the old Will Smith building, she would let me put up two of the kennels in there, but it would only be for a shorter interim time too, till you guys decided what you were going to do with this building deal. I don't know if something came up, then I would have to move again, but it would be at the cost of if I needed the heat or any of the water, any excess over what they already use, we would have to pick that up, that cost, but there would be no like rent cost to us.
And you've been out there and it'll fit
work.
Your needs?
It would work, but you also have the option of Jeremy's too.
Yeah.
And that one would work very well too.
Yeah,
so.
And Jeremy's was $500 a month.
And that was no extra water or anything. He was going to keep all that.
Correct. It's already heated. And it's the old vet clinic, so it is set up for that. Noreen would have the key. So it's between that or the one that doesn't cost anything, which is down there. Everybody know where that building is?
It's the old bike shop?
Yeah.
By the Sharps building.
Yeah.
One of the bonuses at the vet clinic is the deputies could take the dogs down there if it's in the middle of the night, so she don't get called out or she's gone on weekends.
Well, that's the idea.
Or saving her overtime, because I know you were complaining about her overtime last meeting.
Well, they could do it the other thing, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
no.
She didn't want this everybody in there.
Oh, okay.
So there is that caveat to that.
Okay.
Well, the cuffs aren't just anybody.
So the free one that might be limited, or the $500 one that everybody could kind of have access to. Public, so, any thoughts on that? Both of them would work. Yes, AJ.
I have a question for you. How many animals do you house in an average month? Or what's the maximum you've ever housed in one time? Both of those.
It depends on what's happening at the time, but I have two kennel setups. And then it depends, because sometimes I've had cats and I've had to do different things that way. So
since you've held the position, what's the most animals you've had to house?
Probably four at once.
And for what length of time?
Well, by
a week?
By the ordinances, depending on the circumstances, but most things I can hold 3 days if I don't have, if somebody doesn't be in contact with me. Otherwise, if nobody claims them or something that way, I work with Stafford.
And last month, how many animals did you house?
I probably had six last month.
Public, any other thoughts? All right, council, which option?
Did Jeremy say we could have it indefinitely for as long as we need it, or is that building for sale?
He
would have to clear it out. It'd be 2 weeks before we could get into there.
And but he didn't say
that. He has all that rental stuff there, so what he would be doing would be just renting that space.
That
to
front
us.
Part to us. He didn't put a timeline on it.
He didn't put a timeline on it.
How many square feet is it?
I don't remember. He told us, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Which building is it?
I know there's two there. It's on the back side of the, I mean,
you know where the leather shop used to be? The red one?
It's
to the left.
Side. It,
the
it's
metal
toward
building.
The tracks.
Towards the tracks.
That's where Liz lives. Just
the what?
That's where Doggy Day was to start up. Right. Where Doggy Day used to be when she first started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know her being in there.
The old vet clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old vet clinic.
It's where they house the animals then, too.
So it's got the things on the side to hose out. Mm-hmm. It's got everything. But it's up to the council on if they want to pay $500
or free.
Is Susan McAdams' building still for sale? Is it still listed or not?
Yeah, and she said that probably in the summer they might do something different with parts of it. But at this point, that's not. My guess is you could probably
be 6 months, you know, with that, but.
I'll make a motion that we use the free space.
Okay. Motion has been made to use the McAdam building for temporary animal control.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
All right. And you will talk to her and...
Yep.
Okay, and figure that out. All right. Well, that's good. Now you have at least a place to go put your stuff. All right. Next up, RM88. Records destruction document.
And I get that.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve RM88 form number 16.
Motion has been made to approve RM88 record destruction form.
Second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Approved claims for the second half of November.
Motion to approve the claims for the second half of November.
Motion has been made to approve the claims for the second half of November.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right.
Can I ask a quick question on that?
Sure.
I was going to ask, I just blanked out on your son's name.
Deputy Ferguson.
Deputy Ferguson. There's police training in here. I just wondering, where do you guys go for your police training?
Mr. Councilman, it kind of depends. A lot of our training we do through the state, and it's called Peace Officer Standardization and Training, and the Montana Law Enforcement Academy puts on a lot of that. We also do have other trainings that are certified through that entity that are held at other agencies. Billings does a lot. Bozeman does quite a bit, and then also elsewhere about the state. There are some very specialized trainings that we'll go to. For instance, the weed classes that we teach at the schools. Those trainings are usually out of state. However, we're working with the state to bring them here to Big Timber and put that training on here. So that's kind of an example of, they can be all over, but almost all the training that we go through is certified through POST.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob. All right, public comment. Anything that was not on the agenda tonight?
Well, up to this building deal, you got a plan of just a city hall? Did you guys come up with a plan of what all you wanted in city hall?
Yeah, we have, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, we have a preliminary floor plan for City Hall already. And that was done by the same architect who is now just looking at incorporating a second floor for it.
Okay. And when you're making your considerations, I know that Norm served the city back when I was the mayor, sued the mayor, the council, all but one councilman in the city over Dornings Park. Your name's on the list.
I have never sued the city, sir.
Yeah, your name's on the list. I can bring it out. It's a public document. Ask Mr. Ferguson, Council Ferguson. Yeah. Your name's on the list.
So I have no idea.
What?
So I think you can take that into consideration. We lost weeks of wages dealing with this lawsuit, and no one won. We both had to pay our own lawyers and travel expense. So it was just kind of wasted everybody's time.
Okay.
that's where the consent agreement on Dornick's part came about.
Yeah. Could I ask, why would I be singled out for that, sir?
Your name was just on it. I can tell you everybody's name. Well, then, because they're trying to buy your building. And so I'm just worried about that. I could sue them again if something didn't go right.
Okay.
Any other public comment? Yes, Mark.
Being my first year in Big Timber, I'm trying to kind of learn as I go and understand the big picture of growth and how do we go forward. And that's why I was asking about the plan there, the city plan. I want to thank everybody that's in front of me because obviously it's a civic duty, but it's whatever you're getting paid is not enough. I understand there's a time commitment and it's admirable. Councilman Moeller, I'm saying that right, I'm
Woller.
Sorry.
Woeller.
Woeller.
With a W.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I commend you for outside the box thinking. I thought the idea with the library was at least a great idea. Maybe not plausible, but once again, with the county building, another opportunity where I think the city hall is important, but I don't think it's at the top of the list today. Just my opinion, because nobody's going to come, pack up the kids, pack up the car, and either visit here or move here to see City Hall. Just my opinion. I think it's more like a 3 to 5 year plan, and I think what's more important at the moment is bringing revenue to Big Timber, and the people that have businesses here get more revenue, get more exposure, have more repeat business. And I just don't see that happening with a brand new, spending $1 million on that when we have roads that need to be fixed. And if anybody's been or aware of the 16th Street Promenade in Denver, where you can walk up and down, you can't drive on it, but the idea is that you're not trying to jump over a 3 foot slushy every time you get off the curb when the weather sucks here. And that's just normal, but I think if we could figure out a way to put French drains or figure out a way to where that was more user-friendly for tourists, for elderly, clumsy people, kids, all of the above, I think it would be an interesting approach.
You're talking McLeod Street, yeah. Primarily, yeah.
And the last thing is we need a sign. We need a big sign that says Big Timber. And
oh, boy. Preach it to the choir.
Well, that's where when we start talking about $1 million for a city hall building, I think it could be better spent at the moment on something like signage where people get out of the car and take pictures. I mean, who has a better name than Big Timber? I'm sorry.
That's right. Some of the councils discussed in the past. I know I was on the chamber board for years, and that signage, wayfind, all that has been a push, the West End. All of that. The only problem with that is we do need a city hall. But currently, we do not have a city hall. So that's kind of the, if we want to say urgency, I guess that would be the urgency that we do actually have a.
You know, and I know we talked about this in other subjects about getting the public involved, but I just wonder about the business owners, what they think in terms of what's going to drive revenue. And people, I understand the need for City Hall. I just don't know that it's necessarily the number one priority this coming year.
I think Councilman Davis pointed that out earlier too, is a nice City Hall will not get somebody to stop and take a picture with their kids in front of it. So,
right.
So yeah, I agree. I mean, City Hall we do need that can of worms, the ADA compliancy that snowballed into. May have been destruction, but yeah. But you're right. Anything the city, I think, can do to get people in town to help with businesses, I mean, that's, we're not going to stand in the way.
Well, one more thing, and not to pick on anybody, but the Chamber of Commerce, that's our cheerleader.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's a separate organization.
Going back to the building, You know, the senior pantry came and asked when I was the mayor to use that area temporarily till they found a new spot, because Stetson Todd passed away and sold that building where they were in. And so this temporary deal has been about 14 years now. And now all of a sudden it's the city's responsibility to provide them one. It isn't the city taxpayers' responsibility to provide a senior pantry. It's a great idea. We had the space at the time. But when you're building a new building, I don't know if you have to build that in there. And the city ain't out in the business of rentals.
Really? Didn't you rent to Ray Stenberg for many years?
Yeah, but that property we own.
Right.
And buy more property.
Right.
Rent.
Well, if we do have something, and I pointed this out at the last meeting, we're not obligated to provide that. But it's something that is good for the city and good for the community. And if we're at all possible, I think, to do that for the senior pantry, I think that would be
it's a
good thing to do for the city. All right. No more building talk. We're done with that. Something that's not on the agenda. AJ.
I just was wondering if anybody has looked at the garage doors on the transfer site.
Yes.
They are caved in on both sides, and it looks to me like it's they just run into them with equipment. And I mean, I think all three doors now are bad. So is that Republic's responsibility, or is the city going to...
No, that's Republic's.
Are you going to push those folks? Because if the doors don't close, it becomes a wind tunnel, and all of the garbage blows right through that open gate right into the
river. Yeah, we are aware, and I'm not sure where we are with that. Monica, have you heard anything, Hope?
Yes. Brian said that they just fired the guy, the company that they had hired, because they never showed up, and they're trying to get another company, but they said they can't get out there till January.
Okay. But it is their responsibility.
I didn't know if it was being addressed, because that door's been that way for quite a while.
Yeah.
And now the back door. I was there today, and now the back door is the same way.
It's theirs. And some of that was from the wind, but yes, it is something that we have been pressuring Republic. Yes?
I was just wondering if the city has the ability to sand the city streets.
They were.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
They did?
Mm-hmm. They gridded. Okay. I don't know if they hit every street, but they did most intersections and all the main thoroughfares. They did.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I seen them.
I saw them.
Mainly the intersections.
Yeah, but they did some of the main thoroughfares. Yeah.
Okay.
So are you implying it was slippery?
You think? So,
I could have skated.
So, if I can just kind of tag on.
Thank you.
So when the snow gets deep. And it does get sanded, and then it gets compacted. The sand just goes underneath the snow because it's not been plowed. And last week, during the 4 inches of snow we had, I was sitting outside the post office, which I would think would be a real priority where the loading zone is. And we had people, I watched one guy fall. And so maybe the city could, I know they have some priorities, but maybe the sanding priorities could be like the plowing priorities, that not just the intersections, but the loading areas. That one gets a lot of traffic. I think that one should be taken care of.
Well, we don't plow unless they're 6 inches by ordinance.
Which
I know that's...
Which I think everybody else is out. The county's out. The state's out. The businesses are plowing.
You could put that on the agenda, which is something council could address.
I think that'd be great.
Because as it is right now, it is 6 inches.
I've read the policy.
Yeah. All right, final call. All right, council concerns.
Mr. Mayor, there is a sizable pothole right at the library intersection. I think it's the 5th and in the loop, or whatever you call that. Just as you're heading towards the fort, you make a right-hand turn to go down 5th to the library, there's a sizable pothole right there.
5th or 4th?
The 5th, isn't 5th, isn't that where the library is?
5th by the By the between post the fort, post office.
Between the post office and the fort. As you turn, you know what I'm talking about there? Mm-hmm. Right at the intersection, I mean, okay. You almost need to ramp down into it and come back about.
Well, I'll let Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other council concerns? No? All right. Mayor comments. Since this will be my last one. First, I'd like to thank the council. Mark was in on that. It's not always an easy job. Don't get paid a lot, 240?
17.
dollars a month, but week in, week out, month in, month out, they're here making the tough decisions, listening to the public. It is a tough gig, and being on this side of the table, I do really appreciate all that the council has done and speaking their mind and sticking up for principles and integrity, and it's been an honor to work with you fellas and gal. Can't say fellas. I also like to thank the public. We don't always agree with your input, but we do appreciate it for the most part, but it's good. That's what it's all about, the public coming in and making those comments and making things known so we can address issues like potholes or different things that we don't know about. So let your councilmen know what's going on, if you have any concerns, and then they can bring it up at a council meeting to put you on the agenda, whatever. Again, congratulations to Mayor-elect Ferguson.
Thank you.
He will do the service, the city a great service, I know, that the council will continue to do what they do. I'd also like to thank all the city employees, city judge, Jim Lippert. You've been awful busy, I apologize. It's been a busy year. We've done a lot in these last couple of years as a city and as a council. I know it's been a lot of extra work. Apropos on sanding and plowing, the public works, they kind of take a lot of heat, but they are the unsung heroes. When it does get plowed, when they do what needs doing, it's them. And they don't always get a pat on the back either. So I think it's important to recognize them. Did I miss anybody? Oh, Noreen, too?
He said city employees.
Who's been doing a thankless job for a long time and does it very well and very conscientious. And that's it, except for, you thought I was going to forget Hope and Monica? Come on. I have a little bag here. This is for Monica.
Oh, no. That is too cool, right?
In case the phone doesn't ring every 10 minutes for Republic stuff, you won't forget who you actually work for. The Republic Complaints Department. /1. And, of course, Hope. When I became mayor, I got this. What is it? Knockout hammer. It squeaks. It doesn't leave any bruising, so feel free to use it if the council or the incoming mayor get out of line in your office. That will be...
Thank you.
Just 4 years too late.
No, I found that at a thrift store. I had to have it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And one final thing, a certificate of appreciation for Councilman Ferguson, Mayor-elect, all the many years of his hard work and dedication, his honesty and integrity. This is what we've been doing to councilmen who are moving on in the world. Thank you. Right. I think a round of applause. And all the city. city employees.
We have one for you as well.
What?
What?
A certificate.
Oh.
Certificate of completion.
What? Arrest a warrant. That's why you're here, Jason. Well, thank you, Hope.
And make sure you take your name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This one's unsigned. I could put anybody's name on that. Well, thank you. And as Porky Pig used to say at the end of the Looney Tunes commercial, that's all, folks. Give me that one. So now we will swear in our newly elected officials, and for that we will have Judge Connolly has graciously come down to fulfill that.
Where do you want us to be? In front of the flag?
I think front of the flag would be appropriate, yes.
And do you have an order in mind?
I think.
Or.
We can do.
That's what I was thinking. Let's start with the new kid on the block.
Well, I'm going to say, did not get a permit for putting a tree on his yard. I'm just saying that right now.
Are you ready to do this? And I will have you repeat after me. I'll just do a couple of times. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Mike Duvall.
I, Mike Duvall.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And will discharge the duties of my office.
And will discharge the duties of my office.
As City Councilman for the City of Big Timber.
As City Councilman for the City of Big Timber.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And then one more little bit. In addition, in accordance with 216.114.
Okay.
Montana Code Annotated. Just say Montana Code.
Montana Code.
I certify that my signature.
I certify my signature.
Is my true and correct manual signature.
My true and correct manual signature.
And is in the exact form.
Is in the exact form.
In which it will appear.
In which it will appear.
In facsimile.
In facsimile.
Upon any document.
On any document.
Which I am required.
Which I am required.
Or permitted to sign by law.
Or permitted to sign by law.
Okay, you are officially sworn. I'll have you sign your own.
They don't take over till midnight of the first, right?
Right.
That's right. And now,
which is
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For another. Okay. I, Leonard Wohler.
I, Leonard Wohler.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
Support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
The Constitution of the State of Montana.
And will discharge the duties of my office.
And will discharge the duties of my office.
As City Councilman.
As City Councilman.
For the City of Big Timber.
The City of Big Timber.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And according to Montana Code Annotated.
According to Montana Code Annotated.
I certify my signature below.
I certify my signature below.
Is my true and correct manual signature.
Is my true and correct manual signature.
And is in the exact form.
And is in the exact form.
In which it will appear.
In which it'll appear.
In facsimile.
In facsimile.
Upon any document.
Upon any document.
Which I am required.
Which I am required.
Or permitted to sign by law.
Or permitted to sign by law.
Okay. I will get your signature right there.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. One more. Climbing the ladder.
climbing the elected official ladder.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I, Justin Ferguson.
I, Justin Ferguson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And will discharge the duties of my office.
And will discharge the duties of my office.
As mayor for the city of Big Timber.
As mayor for the city of Big Timber.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And in accordance to Montana Code Annotated.
And in accordance with Montana Code Annotated.
I certify that my signature below.
I certify that my signature below.
Is my true and correct manual signature.
Is my true and correct manual signature.
And is in the exact form.
And is in the exact form.
In which it will appear.
In which it will appear.
In facsimile.
In facsimile.
Upon any document.
Upon any document.
Which I am required.
Which I am required.
Or permitted by law to sign.
Or permitted in by law to sign.
Good point, Mark. I have 2 weeks to cause trouble.
Get that club out.
Break it in right.
Okay.
These will remain here. And Justin, you can take your...
Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank
your
you.
Old one.
Thank you.
Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
And then I'll hand all of these to Hope. She will do the real signature that says somebody watched all this and makes it official. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And before we adjourn afterwards, we will have some light refreshment to welcome Mike and everybody else, and hope we'll bring that in just a minute, and Monica. So, again, thank you, public.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Motion has gleefully been made to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Yeah.
Meeting is adjourned.
That's your last second.
It is.
16 years of those.
How are you doing?
No, 16,
yeah.
Right? 16.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, it's awesome.
And you know what?
Let's have some more laughs.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.